I'm Andrea Bella for Esoterica, a short feature about extraordinary ideas. A few weeks ago, I talked about how the U.S. government put Esoterica on the map, so to speak, by confirming the existence of UAP, Unidentified Anomalous Phenomena. The term phenomena includes not just things like UFOs, but anything considered metaphysical or paranormal. In other words, all the weird and wonderful things we talk about here on Esoterica. Now it's happening again with the airing of the Telepathy Tapes, a podcast about the telepathic abilities of nonverbal people. You've probably never heard of the Telepathy Tapes, but it's now the number one podcast in the United States. That's right, eat your heart out, Joe Rogan, because now you're number two. To his credit, Joe immediately interviewed Kai Dickens, the creator of the Telepathy Tapes. So what are the Telepathy Tapes about? Years ago, Dr. Diane Powell, a psychiatrist at Johns Hopkins, was doing research on savants, people who seem to be geniuses, knowing all kinds of things that no one has ever taught them. For example, some savants can reel off thousands of prime numbers or speak languages they've never been taught. Dr. Powell's research on savants led her to nonverbal speakers, usually people with autism, who had the ability to communicate by typing out letters on an iPad. But upon further investigation, she discovered that many non-speakers could also communicate telepathically with a parent, usually a mom, sometimes reading the parent's mind. The telepathy tapes tell the story of these nonverbal autistic people and their families. Typically, doctors have told parents that their autistic child was incapable of communicating. Basically, there is nobody in there. But the telepathy tapes is a series of interviews showing that there is indeed someone in there. Many nonverbal people are telepathic, meaning they communicate through thought, and some are also savants. One 10-year-old girl communicates telepathically and knows four languages, including Egyptian hieroglyphics and Hebrew, none of which she has ever been taught. Of course, everyone wants to know, where's the science? The telepathy tapes show informal testing. For example, a mother goes into another room where she can't be seen or heard by her child. She writes one or two words or numbers on a piece of paper, maybe something like purple umbrella, and her child in another room spells out purple umbrella on his iPad. Results are close to 100%, but this is not a science laboratory, so some people just dismiss telepathy as impossible. Can Kai Dickens, the creator of this podcast, bring enough attention to this subject to generate appropriate funding to support rigorous scientific studies? She hopes so. She also hopes the popularity of the telepathy tapes will help all of us to better understand autistic people, seeing that they may not appear normal to us, but they have other abilities that are quite extraordinary. So telepathy is another example of something pretty amazing that we don't understand. If this is confirmed by scientific studies, could this be taught to everybody? Do we all have telepathic abilities? Maybe. And if so, how would that change the human species if we could read each other's minds? So check out the telepathy tapes. I admit, I binge listened to them, just couldn't stop listening to all 10 episodes. Season 2 begins soon. Now, if this hasn't blown your mind, I don't know what will. For Esoterica, I'm Andrea Bella. Thanks so much for listening.